Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Johnny.
Listen, guy, great to see you last week in your hometown and where your home course is. In Dardanelle, you and Anna, good to catch up. And you, I hope you got some good rest. Was that a good week for you?
Great week, yeah. We got, seems like when I come home, I work harder. But we got a little bit of rest.
Yeah, that's okay. Matter of fact, and I wanted to read, John, this was from one of our listeners today. Speaking of John Daly, went and played his course this weekend. New carts, course in great shape compared to others in the area. Would highly recommend. So I know Jamie works real hard on that, and you do too, so that's nice to get that kind of compliment.
Oh, it's great to hear that. Yeah, I think he's top dressing this week, so we'll get the greens even better. So we just need some growth, like all gorges. We need some growth right now. The weather's finally changing where we're going to get some.
We also mentioned that the guys, Jimmy Stewart and Jamie, sent us the new logo or the graphic for the 6th annual New Blaine VFW Post 83-83 Golf Tournament. That's on June 20th, that Saturday. It's a four-person scramble. I think it's $320. I may be wrong on that. I don't see it on this one. But you got Jesse Keith Whitley. Roger's a big Keith Whitley guy, and I don't know much about him, but I'm sure you do. And obviously he's the son of greatness, but I'm sounding like that's going to be a great weekend of golf there too.
Yeah, Jesse's awesome, man. I'm glad we got him for Jamie and Jimmy for the BFW. I think it's 360 a team. I think the three-man
team. Yeah, 365. Yeah, 360. Right? Yeah, that's right. No, it's 365. Okay. I see it now. Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be a hell of a show with Jesse. He's a great kid. I love him to death. We hang out here at Old Hickory in Nashville. That's where I am this week doing commercials. But they're going to enjoy him. He's just like his. Yeah. I mean, you know, don't fall from the tree with our kids, right? Jesse's just like his daddy Keith. And I love his mom, Lori Morgan. I love her to death. So, it'll be a good show for those guys. And then, hey, and what Jamie and Jimmy do for the BFW is so awesome. 6 years now. Yeah. They keep doing it on Father's Day, and I'm never home to do it. But one day I'm going to do it.
Yeah. We've enjoyed supporting those guys at VFW Post 83-83. Great folks. Speaking of kids. Your son, John Daly II, he's part of the Razorback golf team yesterday, three shots off the lead, 9-under, 275 over in Oregon. I saw where John Jr. had three birdies on the back nine. I think he's tied for seventh overall. I think the top four or top five from this regional goes to the national championship. So far, so good for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I don't care if they finish first or fifth. Just get in the – just want them to qualify because that team is – that's one, the team's too good not to. But, you know, they're all good. I mean, these kids all can play. But cross my fingers, hope they go out and play good today and then seal it up tomorrow to go to Nationals.
Yeah, it's in Corvallis, Oregon. I'm looking here. Your son and two other Razorback golfers all shot a 68 yesterday. All three are tied for seventh. Team standings tied for second behind Purdue, so really in a good spot. Roger, we talked about this. Three other Arkansas golf teams are playing in their regional. You got Arkansas State and Arizona. They're number four, so they're looking good. ULR, the Trojans, not so good. And UAPB, the Trojans are in North Carolina, and UAPB's in Texas. They're in last for both, so I don't know if they can bring it back or not. What did you think of the PGA Championship this past week, JD?
Oh, that was unbelievable right there, man. I watched a little bit of it. Those greens look treacherous. I mean, I felt bad for those guys. You know, not only the course is long, but those greens looked like they were just brutal. Brutal. How about our men's baseball team coming back, winning 2 out of 3, and girls qualifying for Super Regionals? They kicked some pretty good, over the weekend as well. So, hey, it was a good weekend for the Hogs.
It was. We're getting ready to talk to Courtney Dyfel here in about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, John. You know, we've had a softball player for 5 years now. We've got Ella McDowell, the third baseman. And this is the best team top to bottom. They're in the top 10 in every category from pitching to hitting to fielding. And so this is the best team, and they got a good draw that they get Duke. Nothing against Duke. We'll visit with Courtney Dyfel about them. But it's not an SEC team like an Alabama. And there's six teams that are playing each other in Super Regionals that are in the SEC. So we really got a lucky break there. And so I feel good about that. I think this is the year we go to Oklahoma City. I'll be stunned if we don't. It'll be a major disappointment, but I think we go. And then, yeah, you're right. Just this baseball team up and down, but they find ways to win. It's not the prettiest, but they win 7 SEC series out of 10, which has only happened 2 other times in the history of DVH at Arkansas, John. So, yeah, and then the track team won their 25th SEC title in the outdoor championship this past weekend. So it was a sweep for the Hogs.
It was a great, great weekend. That's all I can say for Razorbacks. Let's keep it going.
I did want to ask back on the golf thing. Roger and I talked about this guy yesterday. I don't know who the guy is. I think he's a young guy on the tour. So his name is Garrett Higo, and he gets there. He gets to the tee box, I guess, 1 second late, and it cost him 2 strokes. He ends up shooting a 69 instead of a 67. It ended up costing him. He gets cut on 2. He doesn't make the cut on 2 by 1 stroke. So I'm just going to ask you, and he got rid of it. The other thing, he and his caddy split. Apparently, his caddy was screaming, "Get here! You got to go! Got to run! You got to!" And so he didn't get it. So I was going to ask, who is responsible? I mean, should that golfer know? Hey, man, you got to be there on the tee box by this time, or is it the caddy that's got to make sure that? Where does the fault, or is it both? Where's the fault fall there? Where's the blame?
It's the caddy. Caddy always has to get his player to the tee by 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes before they tee off. I blame it on the caddy because he might have been putting, might have been talking or something. And,
putting.
The caddy's responsibility is to get his butt to the first tee five minutes before tee time.
Okay. I see what you're saying, but I'm sitting here thinking, I would think, obviously, it's your doing. You've done this before. Now, we leave areas and you get to talking, and people want to talk to you, John, because you're this and you're that, and you have to have a bad guy who says, "Dude, we got to go now." Sorry, pulls you. I get you. Is that what you're talking about? Got to be that guy.
Caddy's got to be on top of it.
And I guess that's why he got rid of him.
Wow.
Hicko said he was a laid back guy. He was a
caddy got rid of him.
No, I don't know. It doesn't say.
I thought you said the caddy fired them.
It doesn't say. I presume the golfer made that decision. Higo made that decision.
That's terrible.
I know. Well, I guess you need
dude,
to stay
you
with
have
me.
Got to come get me. I've told Steve Qualls that at the Mainline Sports. Steve, don't walk out here without me.
By the way,
you got to come get me.
Roger will be at Boudreaux's tonight.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
Trivia.
That's right. And when I leave, I keep getting held up by people that want to ask more trivia questions. And all I'm trying to do is get home to get ready for the next thing.
We find out this week, John, Roger is up for the trivia host of the year of the state of Arkansas. There's 2 other people. Nobody does trivia like Roger. His trivia is the best, and he does it at Mainline Sports Bar at Oaklawn and Boudreaux's and Maumelle. John would enjoy your yeah.
I think John would. I got a trivia question, and I think only John would know. When you're playing golf and you have a team behind you yelling, "Hurry up, let's go," what do you say, John? Don't say it. Don't say it. I followed him. What's the things called? What are you doing, John?
Endorsement?
And no, it's a minute with John Daly, or a moment with John Daly. It's a little inspirational things that you're doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
He's everywhere. Yeah, he's everywhere.
You know what? And one of the things that I saw, you've got a little thing that you can put on golf carts that you were sponsoring.
Oh, yeah.
You can put on there. You know, just when I was asking you about grills on barges, Lev, because you can put ice chests, chests and things on the golf cart.
Yeah, he's got an endorsement deal with everything.
That's our caddy bar stuff. You know, a lot of golf carts, when you get them, you got nowhere to put your phone, nowhere to put your watch, unless you put everything in your bag. It takes too much time, but we got a place to you just stick your phone on this magnet, or if it's got a cover, you put it on there. You got a place for your phone, place for your speaker. It's just a nice accessory package we do for golf carts, and it's not very expensive. Nice. I think the whole setup's right around $500. You set your whole stuff up. You got no problem putting drinks and putting stuff in golf carts. Golf carts just don't have enough stuff up front where you can put all your stuff. So our caddy bar is doing great. We love it.
That's pretty good. By the way, I know we're not going to say them on the air here, John, but John and Anna were talking about, you've got some really big-time opportunities coming down the pipe that'll be exciting to announce in the coming weeks and months from a sponsorship standpoint. So the John Daly brand is on fire right now, so congratulations there. I did want to ask, since we're here at Bradford Marine, if John Daly had to come in here and he said, okay, we're gonna find something that you're going to like on the lake, would you go Sea-Doo? Would you go a ski boat? Would you go like a party barge? What would John Daly like the most to have on the water?
Party barge, because I'm allergic to everything in the water. I don't fish, but I turn the music up and just drink my ass off.
I'm not shocked by that. I'm not shocked by that at all.
And you'd have to have you'd probably have to have one of those old school push-in lighters for your cigarettes instead of a little bit.
The other thing too, Lev Bradford is the owner here. How fast do the party barges go now compared to what that used to be back in the
ski
day?
Ski barge.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna have a tritune. You can go up to 300, 400 horsepower now. So I mean, you're running 50 miles an hour easy now.
Yeah, it's not your not your granddad's party barge, John. You could actually pull somebody behind it and just in if you want to. So. All right, well, listen, John, thanks for jumping on with us, as always, buddy. Hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed with little John that the Razorbacks will advance, hopefully, and go on to maybe challenge for a national championship. They are number one seed, remember, first time it ever happened in the history of the golf program. So thanks, J.D., appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Johnny.
You got it. Go Hogs. Love y'all.
Go Hogs. Love you, man. Thanks to Honda of Russellville.